Today on the Morning Moose Show, should grandparents be paid to watch their grandkids? And here's a hint. No!
And Moose and I watch something unfold outside of our studio walls. Is she a ghost? Probably.
Did the girl from The Ring come and attack us?
Asking for tampons? Answer, yes, she did. Enjoy!
It's Moose Tracks.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
All right, the guy in question whose mother-in-law is demanding money for watching the kids is on the phone now. Go ahead, buddy.
I have a grandmother.
Tony, right? Yeah.
I have a grandmother, which I don't mind paying for, you know, her to pick up the kids from school or watch them for a couple hours, but she's really, really greedy. Like, she expects it every week. She expects $60 to pick up the kids and only watch them for a couple hours.
Is this your mom or your wife's mom?
My wife's mom.
She's charging you $60 to watch kids for a couple hours?
Yeah, and then there's $20 for picking them up from school.
No! The answer to that is no! She should not be charging you. She should be wanting to spend time with her grandkids. And if you got to pay her to do that, then she doesn't get to be with the kids. That's my stance.
I figured I would ask a professional.
Somebody
that would know. You know, I've asked a lot of my friends and acquaintances and whatnot, and they're like, you know, you can reimburse her for, you know, if she had to go out and buy them something.
Yeah.
And I don't mind paying for gas either, but I don't feel that I should pay for her to watch her own grandkids.
No, not even. No. She should be wanting, does she want to spend time with them, or is it like a big hassle for her?
I think it's a mixture of both. Like, she just expects to be paid for her services. That's what she said, her services.
Her services.
That's right. Does she send you a bill? Does she give you a printed invoice?
Oh, no. She lives right across the street, so she knocks on our door.
Oh, wow. To collect money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What do your kids think? Do they enjoy time with her?
They don't mind. I mean,
but it's not like a super fun, I love Graham so much?
Right, yeah. They sit out on YouTube.
Keep the kids out of it. I wouldn't tell them what's going on. But
no,
if it's me, I'm going to tell her, like, look, I'm not paying you for this anymore.
Yeah, we got in a huge argument over it. And we're actually separating my girlfriend and I because of, you know, multiple reasons. But that is definitely one of the reasons.
Wow. Yeah.
Because we had argued about money.
What does your girlfriend say about that?
She doesn't like it either. She's always known that her mom is a greedy woman.
You know, your grandma's going to rue the day that she, you know, made the grandkids a commodity and something to get money out of.
Yeah, it's not good. It's just not something she's supposed to do.
She's going to have to take that with her. But in the meantime, I to me, it's like your grandparent, this is part of the gig. You know,
sure.
you're not watching these kids all the time. If I ask you to pick them up at school or hang with them for a couple hours a week, you know, that should be like, to me, grandparents should be tripping over themselves to come see them grandkids.
Yeah, and they're good kids. They're not that bad. I mean, they're 8 and 9, so they're not horrible.
Well, I think you need to tell her that no more grandkids time, unless she's going to watch them for free.
Yeah.
I'd say
we work a lot. We work a lot, so we kind of have to. You know, she's forcing our hand with this.
Don't you have like a trusted other relative or maybe a neighbor who's really cool?
No neighbors that are cool.
I'd almost go to like care.com and find a stranger who's, you know, background check and give them $80 instead of $60 to grandma. You know, I'm throwing a big middle finger to your girlfriend's mom here.
It's kind of sad. We can fit all the best moments of the Morning Moose in only 10 minutes. You're listening to Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks.
In the 2.5 years or so that we've been in this studio, right on Locust, big windows on the street, this has never happened, at least to me. I don't know about you.
Every day I've been with you hasn't happened to me either.
And there's probably seen easily 1,000 people walk by in those 2.5 years.
And we have regulars, by the way. If you ever walk by the Laser Studio, just we probably have a nickname for you.
Yeah, and that once has this happened where somebody pounds on the window.
At the ass crack of dawn, mind you.
Yeah, this is about like 5:15 yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
somebody's pounding on the window. Normally be like, okay, bye, bye, bye. But something about this person was different. They looked like a little girl, right? You thought that too, right?
And she was dirty. The way that we're situated is like I'm closer to the window than Moose is. Like I could reach out and touch it from here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at her, and at first I think it's like a friend of ours or someone that needs to come into the studio, whether it's on KIOA or Star. And then I look closer at her, and, you know, her hair's all frazzled, and, you know, she's dirty, and she's cupping her hands around her eyes. And we're kind of looking at her.
And
like,
you can't, and it's dark.
And
you can't really see too good with these windows when it's dark.
And at first we kind of laugh it off and, you know, okay, whatever, drunk person.
Yeah, but it looked like a little girl, like an 11-year-old girl.
But Moose's daddy instincts kicked in. Meanwhile, yeah. I'm in here like, not today! Nope, bye-bye! Let me just close these blinds here real quick.
So I told Nadia, I was like, all right, I start heading out. I motioned to the girl, like, go to the front door.
Yeah.
And I tell Nadia that, okay, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, call the police.
And I was like, 10 minutes, girl? I'm giving it 10 seconds. I'm following you, too. Come on. Let's go.
So I go out there, and there's like a vestibule up front where there's two locked doors, an exterior, and then you walk in, then there's another locked door. Mm-hmm. And both you need to use your ID tag or our receptionist buzzes you in on the interior door. So I go into the vestibule, and I open it up, and there's the girl, and she's not 11. She's probably 22, 3.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young woman. And I'm like, oh, crap. Here we go.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was actually kind of relieved in a way that it wasn't some 11-year-old girl who's like.
Yeah, because then you'd have to, what do you do with her?
I mean, if it's a young girl and she's telling me she's lost or this bad man, whatever, I'm going to have to do something about it.
Yeah.
But instead, it's some young woman and she looks like she's living on the streets or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe benefits from the shelter. And I said, what's going on? She's like, I'm really, can I use your restroom and your phone? I'm really thirsty. And I'm like, you know, again, this is like 5 in the morning. There's 4 other people in the building.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't let you in. I'm sorry. But she's like, I'm really thirsty. Can you call someone? And I said, do you need somebody? Do you need me to call somebody? And she's like, I'm really thirsty. Can I have a drink? I'm like, stay here. I'll get you a cup of water and bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So I close the door and then go to the kitchen. Come back. There's Nadia behind me doing the, like the physical, your body said like you're holding a frying pan.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that's missing was the frying pan.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm nervous. Because there's so many stories you hear of, you know, them being able to like lure you outside and then you get mugged or you get robbed or you get beaten. And
yeah.
I'm kind of looking around because where Moose is at, I'm kind of peeking my head around the corner like to see if there's anyone from either side that I can see.
Yeah. To sneak up.
Because you hear about that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, can you help me? And then, oh, yeah. And then, well, bam.
Yeah. Guy's got your wallet keys and.
Yeah.
Who knows what.
And I'm like, we're not playing this today. Got my phone out. I'm recording.
Oh, were you recording?
Mm-hmm.
Were you video recording?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. But, so I go get her the cup of water, come back, and she's gone. And I'm like, I'm not gonna go look for her.
Yeah, he opens the door, he's like, hello?
Yeah, hello? And then I just put the cup on the ground, close the door, and that's it. Because I thought maybe she'd gone around the corner to squat a pee or something.
Yeah.
But she's talking about, like, female issues. I need to use your restroom. I got female problems and burning, I think, came mm-hmm. up, you know? And, like, I don't care about that so much as I just can't let a stranger in
right.
to the building. And I don't know. I don't know if there was. You just never know, right?
Right. And
like you said, my brother did this when we lived out in D.C. Some guy, he was filling up, came up, was like, hey, can you give me a ride to, we'll say, 15 miles out of the way, 10 mm-hmm. miles out of the way this way. I'll give you $20. And he's like, okay. He gave him a ride. And the guy got out, went into whatever building, and never came out.
Yeah, he probably went out the back.
Yeah, that's how that works. I mean, that's the kind of the lesser of the evils that could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you just never know.
Because you hear in Chicago, in huge cities, it's notorious for little kids who saying like, I can't find my mom. Can you help me find my mom? And then, you know, can you walk me home? And you walk them home and it's a trap house.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to deal with that. But she, and you know, first, we see a lot of people walk by here every day and I'd never seen her before.
I haven't either.
Like we usually see, and it sounds terrible, but like the regular homeless people who kind of make their little route. And we see the same ones, same people, pretty much every day. I never seen little Amira from the ring until yesterday. So I don't know what ghost of Christmas past she was here for, but it wasn't me.
It's just bottom line is it's just so much easier to be evil,
isn't it?
You used to be like, bye.
Oh, so sorry.
Good luck.
It's weird. The blinds are closing.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
So should grandparents charge their kids to watch the grandkids? 244-1033, Facebook or Instagram. Who's this?
Paul.
Paul, where are you calling from?
I am actually on my way to work. I'm in Melbourne, Iowa right now. My wife's mother, she actually pays us to watch our kids. She
what?
Always wants to...
What?
Let us go out and have a good time, and she'll watch the kids. We got a 5-year-old and a 4-month-old, and she offers every time. She'll say, here's $100, go have fun. What? I'll watch the kids.
Oh, where did you find this mystical unicorn?
I know.
it's a pretty nice deal. I mean, she lives with us, you know, for health reasons. So, you know, we provide her, you know, a home and anything she needs, you know. We don't make her pay any bills. You know, I'm not that kind of person.
Mm.
So... Every once in a while, she'll throw us $100 and say, you know, hey, go watch a movie and get something to eat or,
and
you know, just go have some fun.
And she's, meanwhile, she's running around after the 5-year-old and changing 4-month-old poopy diapers.
Yep.
Wow.
It's probably maybe at least 3 times a month that she'll do it.
Wow.
She'll just
toss us a $100 bill and say, go have fun.
That is so awesome.
I'm coming to your house.
But, I mean... For me, it was different when I was growing up. My grandmother raised me, you know, out of her. That was her choice, which thankfully I was raised by her. You know, I grew up as her as mom, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, I love spending time with my grandparents, you know. And my daughter, every time, she's like, are you guys leaving so grandma can watch me? And, you know, so sometimes, you know, we'll just go out and, you know, go grocery shopping without the kids just to get away. And her mom is all for it. Like, yeah, go ahead. You know, I got them.
Here's $100 for groceries. I mean, like Nadia said, that is the rarefied unicorn.
Yeah.
Take pictures of her.
Yes.
Brag about her.
Her sister, she doesn't get the same treatment. So it's kind of nice.
How come her sister doesn't get the same treatment?
They're just mean.
Oh.
They're mean, ungrateful people.
Oh, I see.
And you could buy them something and they will throw it back in your face. Like, oh, this is it? This is all you got me?
Oh, fun.
Very, very ungrateful.
They sound delightful.
They are my favorite type of people.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.